just announced. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. And save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month per $1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
Right now, you can save some major green at the Home Depot's Red, White, and Blue Savings Event with up to 40% off appliance special buys. Clean up big with a stackable LG front load washer and electric dryer, now just $4.99 each. That's $500 in savings for the pair. Shop our lowest prices of the season, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. Cast dryer extra. See store for details. Valid 6/21 through 7/12.
With the AutoZone Rewards program, the parts and supplies you need come with a reward. So let's get excited and celebrate. Add a fist pump to that oil change. Whoop it up while you wash and wax. Finish that tune-up by giving yourself a high five. Because you're earning a $20 reward when you spend $20 five times. So sign up online or in-store. Let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KZIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
Just thinking about something this morning. From 80 to 89, a span of 10 NBA seasons, one of the following three teams was in the NBA Finals: the Lakers, Celtics, and Sixers. In six of those 10 seasons, two of those teams met in the finals, or 16 of the 20 teams that played for titles during those 10 years were either Philly, the Lakers, or the Celtics. I know I'm talking about events of 30 or more years ago, but for people my age, and what's my age, you might ask, I'm on my last day of 40. We remember the days when those three franchises owned the NBA. Tonight, they happen to be picking 1, 2, and 3 in the draft. And no, it doesn't mean they're no good now. We know the Celtics have their pick because of a brilliant trade with the Nets years ago. What it does mean is that we may be seeing the start of something else that was great in the 80s. We may be going back to the future. Game-changing point guards for at least two of those teams, and Boston could take any number of certain stars at 3. Sixers, Lakers, Celtics picking 1, 2, 3. What in the name of Dr. J, Magic, and Larry is going on out here? In 60 seconds, if they're so important, then they should be written rules.
Kyle is a professional dog trainer.
Sit down. Roll over. Good.
When it comes to canine obedience, he's your best friend's best friend.
Oh, such a good girl.
And in his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
Nice work on those planks, guys. Now roll over and give me 25 push-ups. 1, 2, good. Hey, keep that caboose down.
You see, no matter who or what he trains, Kyle knows how to get results. But when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately for Kyle, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage.
I like it, people. Who wants a treat?
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. And MLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Yasiel Puig took 32.1 seconds from ball crushing to home plate touching yesterday against the Mets. We're timing this now, apparently. It's the longest watch and trot all season, and the Mets were mad. Also yesterday, Detroit's Justin Verlander had a perfect game into the sixth against Seattle. Then Jerod Dyson bunted. It was perfect and ended the perfect game. Baseball purists, well, they were mad too. By the way, the Mariners rallied to win that game. One day, two unwritten rules shattered. Golfers cuss on TV when they hit bad shots. Nobody can hit a three in the NBA without some ridiculous gesture. Celebrations are officially back in the NFL. Here's an idea. Get rid of the unwritten rules. If they're so important, write them down and make them official. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
One of the best road racers in NASCAR says, hold the praise at Sonoma.
More than anything, we got to put together a whole race there.
I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Introducing the new Lucky Charms Shake at Burger King. It's a mix of hand-spun vanilla-flavored soft serve, tasty bits of Lucky Charms cereal, and memories of watching Saturday morning cartoons in your PJs. The new Lucky Charms Shake at Burger King. Relive your childhood in a cup. Maybe it's the magical marshmallow pieces flying up your straw. Maybe it's the magically delicious taste. Whatever the reason, it's a good reason to head over to a Burger King restaurant and try one now. Only at Burger King. Also, try the Fruit Loop Shake now at Burger King. Shakes available for a limited time only. Participation varies.
I'm Steve Letarte, STP auto expert and former crew chief. I know what it takes to keep engines performing at their best. STP's latest breakthrough additive, STP Ultra 5-in-1 plus fuel system cleaner plus fuel stabilizer, delivers three times the amount of cleaning agents versus premium gasoline and helps keep fuel fresh during storage. For over 60 years, STP has been on the cutting edge developing products to help engines run better, longer.
One bottle contains three times by weight the amount of cleaning agents compared to 20 gallons of the leading premium gasoline.
A.J. Allmendinger is widely regarded as one of the best road racers in NASCAR. But despite starting on the front row the last 2 years at Sonoma, side of this weekend's race, he only has one top 10 finish in the last six tries.
It's one of those racetracks that's kind of broken our hearts a little bit. Self-induced at times, for sure. But, you know, we've had speed there. We've qualified on the pole, but we haven't had a good finish there. Since I've been here at the race team. So, you know, last year I thought we had a chance to win, lost a tire on pit road, and had to start at the back and cost us a chance to go win the race.
Practice starts tomorrow, and qualifying is Saturday for Sunday's race. There's more at MRN.com. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Let's start hour number three of the Todd Bromelkamp Show with some good news, at least for caller number six. 319-366-1600. You're going to take home tonight's $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. They've got three locations across the corridor, one in Marion, two in Cedar Rapids. The gift card is good at any of the three locations. Caller number six, you're our winner tonight, 366-1600. Welcome in. It's the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 1600 AM, your historic main gym all across eastern Iowa, as well as online at kgymradio.com, where we stream 24/7. Podcasts available for download there as well. You can even take us anywhere you want to go as long as you've got a smartphone in your pocket. Search the Google Play or iTunes Store for the KGYM app. It's an absolutely free download. I know people, well, who can live without it, but they have it on their phones. I'm not going to sit here and say that somebody can't live without it because that would just be preposterous. Todd Bromelkamp alongside Alex Kuhn, Kyle Mann on the phone with our presumed caller number six. I didn't even get a chance to ask you this today before we move on with hour number three, but what were your thoughts on the NHL expansion draft last night? How did the Las Vegas, or Vegas, I guess is what they're going by, the Vegas Golden Knights do with their draft?
Well, we talked about this a little bit in the sports office. They're going to go into somewhat premature rebuild mode already. This is a franchise that had a chance to take some pretty proven players. They took James Neal from the Nashville Predators. That's going to be pretty much their only big-time scorer that they have right away. Their big-time goal scorer right away. They passed on Sammy Vatanen of the Anaheim Ducks. They passed on Eric Staal of the Minnesota Wild. And they made a lot of behind-the-scenes trades with teams in order for those teams to keep some of those players that they were forced to put on, to expose to the Vegas Golden Knights. So they're going to acquire picks. They're going to acquire assets. They're going to be really bad next year, but we'll see how they their first 3 years go. It's not going to be very pretty next year, though. That's for sure.
The selection from the Chicago Blackhawks was Trevor Van Riemsdyk, and he was then shipped today to the Carolina Hurricanes for a draft pick. So he will not be suiting up in Vegas. No surprise there, though, that you build around a goalie as your face of the franchise. He had been supplanted by Ben Bishop in Pittsburgh, and not a bad couple weeks if you're Marc-Andre Fleury. You get to hoist the Stanley Cup for the third time in your career, and then you become the face of the franchise. I watched a little bit of the NHL Network last night, and I think this sort of underscores why the league may be having a little bit of a problem developing fans. Would you maybe not agree with me that an expansion draft is really interesting to fans, even especially casual fans? I think it's a time that people sort of raise their curiosity about a sport and follow along. It's not every day that you get to be in the delivery room as something like a sports franchise is born. And I'm watching the NHL Network last night, and they combined the expansion draft coverage with the NHL awards ceremony, and they spent the first 10 minutes of the program talking about who won the MVP, and no mention of the expansion draft, which is really what I was sort of tuning in to see. And I thought, you've got an opportunity here tonight. I thought they were burying the lead a little bit. As much as Connor McDavid is a tremendous player, and when you look at what he's done comparative to Sidney Crosby and Wayne Gretzky as far as age and MVP, but I think people were probably tuning in last night out of curiosity to see what was going on with the draft, and sort of made us wait to see the results. Maybe that's just me.
I thought the format was a little too long, especially combining all of the awards and then alternating awards with selections by the Vegas Golden Knights. I think the bigger problem was, and man, does this sound a lot like what we're hearing from our political spectrum right now. The bigger problem were the leaks that came out earlier in the day. You pretty much knew exactly who the Vegas Golden Knights were going to take. You knew the trades that were going to happen. So until that is curbed, until those things are kind of held secret, then there wasn't a ton of intrigue within the NHL. I already knew that David Perron of the St. Louis Blues was heading to Vegas. There were reports that Trevor Van Riemsdyk was heading to Vegas, although he was probably going to be shipped out, which is exactly what happened. We knew that the Minnesota Wild had three very key players exposed, but that Vegas was not going to take them because a trade was already in place. We knew 75% of what was going to happen before it happened. So that needs to be curbed first and foremost if they want to have an interesting expansion draft. We knew it was going to happen.
We're going to talk a little bit about the NBA draft. It's going to get started here shortly. We'll join it on all three frequencies tonight at 7 o'clock, and obviously we'll have reaction tomorrow when we're at the Coach's Corner in Iowa City for the KGYM road trip. Just a reminder that Barbecue Roundup is right around the corner. As a matter of fact, runs soon, let's just put it that way, at the McGrath Amphitheater in downtown Cedar Rapids, the 22nd through the 25th. I believe tonight would be the first evening. Tonight, by the way, is Country Music Night. And tomorrow, we're very excited about this, but you can go meet our very own Rick Swan from Rob FM. He's going to be broadcasting there. It's Barbecue and Buffet Night. So stop on by and say hello to Rick if you go. Admission is only $3, or you can stop into one of the 17 Cedar Rapids and Marion Hy-Vee locations where you can see Alex Kuhn on an almost daily basis getting his lunch.
Hey, it's only been twice this week. Jeez.
You can get a free admission available at any of the 17 Cedar Rapids and Marion Hy-Vee food convenience and drug stores. Again, barbecue roundup the 22nd. That is today through the 25th. More information online at McGrathAmphitheater.com and on our website, KGYMRadio.com. The poll question while you are there on our website today, will a trip to AAA Iowa fix Kyle Schwarber? Yes or no? Emil's Hideaway bringing you the poll question. Find him on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. Schwarber's hitting 171. The power is there. The consistency is not. I was on board in spring training and in the early going with Joe Maddon batting Schwarber leadoff because they didn't have a leadoff hitter. And Schwarber hit near the top of the lineup for Indiana when he was in college. I blame the front office a little bit for this because they knew Dexter Fowler was leaving. They weren't going to bring him back. He was the true leadoff hitter that that team lacked going into spring training last year. When he showed up, not under contract with the Baltimore Orioles, but coming back to the Cubs on a one-year deal, that was sort of the last piece of the Jenga puzzle that led to the Cubs breaking the curse and winning the World Series last year. So the front office knew that they didn't have a leadoff hitter. Maddon decided to go with Schwarber, and instead of getting 2015 and World Series Kyle Schwarber, we got a guy who's hitting 171 who looks mentally and physically spent right now. He just looks exhausted when I see him. And so they're going to send him to AAA for an indefinite amount of time to sort of let him clear his head, to get right, if you will. I think the only mistake that the Cubs made with Schwarber this year is keeping him atop the lineup as long as they did. Because at some point, it was almost a matter of pride for Joe Maddon. And I think he wanted to ride this out because he fully believed that Schwarber was going to turn the corner. And because they still didn't have any better option. Now, you can look at what Anthony Rizzo's been doing since they moved him to the leadoff position and say, there you go, they did have other options. Nobody viewed that as Anthony Rizzo was batting leadoff because it was the last resort. The only thing I would have done differently is I probably would have dropped Schwarber in the lineup a little bit earlier. The longer they kept him up there, and as I said today on the Cubs report, brought to you by Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, which you've heard in hour number one, he's not the only guy that was having issues getting the bat going this year. The problem was he was the leadoff man, and that made everybody look at him through a microscope. He wasn't getting the same attention that Rizzo was earlier in the season, or a Zobrist was. We know Ben Zobrist has been plagued by injuries all season long. Is the trip to Iowa going to fix Kyle Schwarber? How do you feel about the Cubs sending Schwarber to AAA if you're a Cubs fan? 319-366-1600. I'm all about it. I'm on board with it. I don't think there's anything else they could have done at the big league level. And my hope is that he comes to AAA and is able to basically hit the reset button, clear out the first couple months of the season, maybe regain his confidence a little bit, and he's back with the team sooner rather than later. But I would be lying if I sat here and said I had a definitive answer on how this is going to play out.
I don't think anybody does. And I don't think Kyle Schwarber does. I don't think Joe Maddon does. I don't think Theo Epstein does. You hope that the more at-bats that he gets in AAA, the more he'll be able to clear his mind and come back and make the necessary adjustments that he's going to need to make in order to succeed at the big league level. You just never know. The question, for me at least, is can he consistently put together a regular season where he plays 145, 150-plus games and puts up the numbers that a lot of people, including myself, think he's capable of putting up? In 2015, he came up from AAA after, or excuse me, he came up from AA, right? Right out of the gate, he came from AA, then he was in the major leagues for a few weeks, then was sent back to Iowa, and then came back to the major leagues. And he started off his major league career just about as well as any as you could imagine. And then he went on a little bit of a slump to end the season, caught fire in the playoffs, missed all of last year after only four at-bats, and then comes back in the World Series and is on fire again. So we really haven't seen what he can do in a regular season. And I think that that kind of gets back to the point of when people are talking about Kyle Schwarber, let's let him grow a little bit. Let's not overreact every at-bat, either good or bad. But at this point in the season, on June the 22nd, I think it is clearly past the point where we can say, okay, well, it's just a slow start. This is more than a slow start, and something really needed to be done, and we'll see if it works out.
Cubs fans, I'm asking you tonight, do you still believe in Kyle Schwarber? 319-366-1600, 0261 on the text line. Says, I think it's a perfect move, no stress, and time to work on his eye/stroke. He's a born hitter. He just needs to let go and get out of his own head. Then he'll bat in his sleep. Follow suit on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, 319-366-1600. Now, I got drawn into a discussion earlier today on Twitter. You can follow me at Todd Brommelkamp and along with Alex at AlexCoon523. For some reason, this comes up all the time, and people single out the Cubs fan base for this. My argument is that every fan base is guilty of this, but this particular person happened to be a Chicago White Sox fan on Twitter who was playing up the fact that Cubs fans hype up these players like Kyle Schwarber and make them out to be certain Hall of Famers, that they put them on a pedestal, and that's one of the reasons why other fans hate Cubs fans. And my argument is that that is literally what every fan base does to top prospects. It's not like Kyle Schwarber was a 7th or 8th round draft pick. The guy was taken 4th overall. Of course, there's going to be a little bit of hype with him. The same with Javier Baez, the same with Chris Bryant. People were beside themselves over the Chris Bryant hype. Well, he lived up to it. Now you don't hear anybody complaining about it. But again, I don't think, and I was told to take my Cubs blinders off earlier today, I am capable of viewing this through the eyes of somebody who doesn't bleed Cubby blue 100% of the time. Every fan base has a section or a segment that overvalues prospects, that puts high expectations on them. Look at Cody Bellinger and what he's doing for the Los Angeles Dodgers right now. Is there a Dodgers fan out there that would trade Cody Bellinger? There's a story at CBSSports.com earlier today about trading him now, selling high on him. Aaron Judge with the Yankees. If you look at what Judge did last year when he first came up compared to what he's doing this year, is there maybe a little bit of concern that there's fool's gold at play here? Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you how the career of these two guys is going to play out. Bellinger and Judge could both go on to 16, 17 years of doing exactly what they're doing and wind up in the Hall of Fame 25 years from now. But I've watched enough baseball in my life to know that the odds are against that. For every Clayton Kershaw who comes up to the major leagues and is a Clayton Kershaw, you get a Mark Pryor or a Kerry Wood, a guy who's a top-flight, can't-miss prospect, and for other than injuries or burnout, whatever, they don't ultimately achieve what people prescribe to them. But I don't necessarily think that this is just a one fan base issue. And look, the Cubs fans had every right to be excited about Kyle Schwarber. He was a first-round draft pick. He raced through the system. They dropped him into 2015, and they were in the heart of the pennant race that year, wound up a year ahead of schedule, making the postseason. He hit that home run against the Cardinals, which is the stuff of legend. Last year, you want to talk about legends? The guy plays two games, gets hurt, and is back on the field in time for the World Series. And not only that, he's coming up huge. He hit over 400 in the series. So I'm not going to behoove Cubs fans for being excited about Kyle Schwarber. And I still think there's plenty of potential there. He's 24 years old. We're talking about him today as if his career is dead and buried. I don't know why. 366-1600.
The word you used there was legend. It's stuff of legend. And I think that I'm not even going to point at the Cubs fan base, because this is something that happens. I'm not going to say quite often, but it happens every once in a while. And as a Cardinals fan, I think of a guy like David Freese, who was an okay player during the regular season and almost single-handedly led the Cardinals to a 2011 title. He was unbelievable in the playoffs, and that's what we've seen from Kyle Schwarber right now. Or through 2 years of his career, that is what we have seen from Kyle Schwarber, a guy who has come up huge in the playoffs and has built his legend based off of 3 weeks in the playoffs. The problem with that is from that comes unrealistic expectations. The word legend itself is something of a larger-than-life figure, and that's what he has become in Chicago. And when you get that type of label attached to your name, you're expected to be some kind of superhuman hitting machine, which is not always the case. This guy is super talented. He is a major league hitter. But right now, it just shows you how cruel of a game baseball can be to even its best players. You're not always going to have a guy who comes in, hits 330, and continues to hit 330 his entire career.
I'll do you one better on David Freese. I'll throw another name out there, and you can tell me whether you're picking up what I'm putting down. Oscar Tavares, who unfortunately we never got to see what type of player he was going to be because he chose to take his own life in a drunk driving accident and the life of his girlfriend. But Oscar Tavares, if you talk to most Cardinals fans, was a superstar in the making. And you go back and you look at his stats were terrible. But he was a young player. He was getting his first taste of the major league life. But I've yet to meet a Cardinals fan that would tell me Oscar Tavares was anything but a future star. And these White Sox fans are talking about Cubs fans putting Kyle Schwarber on a pedestal when they've got a guy in AAA who I'm really excited to see in Yoan Moncada. But they're talking about Yoan Moncada like he's a franchise savior. And Michael Kopech, who's in AA Birmingham, is the next Noah Syndergaard. And it reeks of hypocrisy. Every fan base out there puts their young players on a pedestal. And I get tired of people. I get it. If you don't like the Cubs, that's fine. But there are a lot of people that do. And Cubs fans have went through a century plus of largely crap, and they're happy because they're winning and they're excited about these young players right now. I'm not going to get upset about that. Just like I don't get upset about any other team celebrating its young players like the Dodgers and Cody Bellinger. But we've seen people arrive on the scene and flame out. It happens all the time. And it's why the Hall of Fame is as exclusive as it is. There are some very good baseball players. Dale Murphy is a good example of this, who if you would have had a discussion about Dale Murphy in the early 80s, you'd be talking about Dale Murphy, future Hall of Famer. And by the time he was 32, he's a part-time player in Philadelphia, and he winds up with the Colorado Rockies. 319-366-1600. A little baseball talk here as the Cubs and Marlins get underway. Jason Hayward taking out the lineup card tonight. Hayward put on the disabled list earlier today by the Cubs.
There's a name right there where you're talking about putting a prospect on a pedestal.
Great example.
That was the last time where I just sat there and said, not every prospect lives up to the hype. He was talked about as the savior of that Atlanta franchise, and that first at-bat that he had against Carlos Zambrano did nothing to temper those expectations. He turns out to be a very good fielder. The bat never turns out to be as good as a lot of people thought it was going to be.
I was watching that game when Hayward hit that home run off Carlos Zambrano.
As was I.
And a top prospect, and this guy was going to be a superstar. He's a very good player, and he's tremendous defensively, but he hasn't lived up to the billing. It is 6:30. We're overdue. We'll step aside, take a quick break. We come back. Kyle's going to bring you a Midwest One Bank Big Board update and NBA draft talk on the way as we lead you up until joining the coverage tonight at 7 o'clock. 319-366-1600. We'll get to your texts and phone calls as well. And congratulations going out to Greg in Cedar Rapids. He was our winner tonight of the $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. More of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on the way after this.
A piece of cake, a Sunday morning, ABC. Those are easy. So is earning the power rate and ATM refunds with power checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of power checking say they recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with power checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
Hey guys, Overhead Door is recruiting installers. Here's Overhead President Derek Powell.
Are you happy in your current job? Are you interested in work that is never dull and full of opportunity? Overhead Door is a local leader in the door business, and our 35 employees will tell you they enjoy coming to work. That matters to me, and I own the company.
Excellent training wage, signing bonus, and benefits. OverheadCRIC.com. OverheadCRIC.com.
Mike and Mike on the Gym is presented by Hertin and Stalker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets, downtown Iowa City. Stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, taking you up until 7 o'clock, top of the hour, all three frequencies, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 1600 AM, our historic main gym frequency across eastern Iowa. Will join up with ESPN's coverage of the 2017 NBA Draft. Before we can get there, we've got to get through another Midwest One Bank Big Board update with Kyle Mann. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels will get started on the second half of the Midwest League season today, beginning with a four-game series spanning the entire weekend in the Quad Cities. It'll be Eduardo Del Rosario on the mound for the Colonels, who went 6-3 in the first half, and Forrest Whitley throwing for the River Bandits. That game is going to get started in just a few minutes. One of the Colonels' All-Stars received additional recognition this week as Travis Blankenhorn was named Midwest League Player of the Week. The third baseman hit .407 in seven games last week, including a home run, three triples, six RBIs, and a straight steal of home. The Benton softball team was upset last night as the top-ranked team in 4A fell to Center Point Urbana 9-7 in the first game of a doubleheader. The loss snapped a 49-game divisional win streak, a run that lasted just 2 weeks shy of 4 years. The Bobcats did quickly bounce back, however, taking Game 2 15-2. Solon softball coach Jim White was named National Coach of the Year by the National High School Coaches Association today. White has won 7 state titles with Clear Creek, Amana, and Solon, and in 23 season holds a record of 983 wins and 145 losses. Iowa's Peter Jock and Iowa State's Monte Morris are NBA hopefuls tonight as the NBA draft is set to get started at 6. Neither are expected to go in the first round, but the pair of guards as well as UNI's Jeremy Morgan have a chance of being taken in the second. That'll be right here on KGYM on all three KGYM frequencies.
Well, it's 6:33. So did we miss a pick?
We did not. I think coverage begins at 6:30.
But it hasn't started.
I believe the Sixers went on the clock at 6:30, and they'll make picks every 10 minutes.
Okay, so it hasn't started yet, but we'll have a couple picks while we're on the air. 6:34, we'll step aside, take a quick break. When we come back, we will dive in feet first to the start of the 2017 NBA Draft. You're listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
Saturday, live from Madison Square Garden, Chael Sonnen.
New York is happy to have Chael Sonnen, and I will put an end to Vandalay.
And Vanderlei Silva will settle their epic grudge match.
I'm going to destroy Chael Sonnen.
And it's USA versus Russia when MMA's greatest ever, Fedor Emelianenko, faces hard-hitting Matt Mitrione.
Fedor's going to get knocked out.
Plus, Michael Chandler and Douglas Lima defend their world titles.
Good night!
Bellator NYC, presented by Miller Lite, live Saturday at 10, only on pay-per-view and in select theaters.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college: for their child to do well, and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
Summer involves a lot of driving to camp, to work, to soccer, back home to grab what they forgot, and then back to soccer again. So wouldn't you like to know your car is up for it? Enter Hum by Verizon. Now you can check your car's health from your phone with vehicle diagnostics, drive with more peace of mind thanks to 24/7 emergency assistance, and let the kids stream and game on the go with your car's own Wi-Fi hotspot. Get Hum and get where you're going. Learn more at Hum.com. Verizon Wi-Fi available on Hum X only. Data usage applies. Coverage not available everywhere. Visit VZW.com for availability.
Too tight, too dated. What do I wear with this?
I'm telling you, honey. Trunk Club curates outfits based on your personal style and sends them right to our door.
So I don't have to stare at the closet every day and feel defeated?
Exactly. And Trunk Club is a Nordstrom company, so your stylist helps you find your perfect look and you get quality brands.
Oh, I like that.
Then stop staring and get back to doing what you love.
Golfing.
Antiquing.
Yeah, antiquing, right.
Love what you wear. Visit trunkclub.com/ESPN and we'll help you make sense of style.
6:37, welcome back in for the stretch run of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to be in Iowa City at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. It's another edition of the KGYM Road Trip driven by Linder Tire. We'll have full reaction to the first round of the NBA draft as well as round two, where perhaps Iowa State's Monte Morris, Jeremy Morgan out of UNI, or maybe even Iowa's Peter Jock could hear their name called. I would not put too much stock into mock drafts because you never know what teams will trade up for second round picks, who values who, but it's not necessarily a bad thing to go into the process as a free agent. I do think one of those three guys is going to be taken tonight. My lean would be toward Monte Morris, but Jeremy Morgan has popped up on some mock drafts. He'd be only the third UNI player ever drafted, and the first since 1973. Peter Jock, to me, too one-dimensional to be a draft pick, but he's going to get an opportunity. An organization is going to give him a look. But as good of an offensive threat as he is, as great of a shooter as he is, I just don't know whether that one dimension is going to play on a team's draft board this year. So we'll wait and see. Obviously, much of the intrigue here locally will be during the second and final round tonight. But the 76ers, the Philadelphia 76ers, are officially on the clock. They've got 2.5 minutes to make their pick. And if it's anybody but Markel Fultz, it'll be a complete and total shock here because the Celtics had the number one pick. They dealt it to the 76ers, and the Sixers have worked out Markel Fultz. They made a big show of having him in for the workout. And then beyond that, the Lakers are expected to take Lonzo Ball with the second overall pick, and Boston will be picking, I believe, while we're still on the air, Kansas's Josh Jackson is a possible choice for them at three, although he wouldn't work out for them, and there are a number of teams that want to draft him, and you know how Danny Ainge can be with regard to making a deal. If it's right, the price is right, he's going to make the deal.
Your Boston Celtics. Would you like them to draft Josh Jackson out of Kansas?
I would like them to do what's best for the franchise. And if they feel that they can trade down to 7, which has been a rumor, I don't know how good of a rumor that is, because it's sort of just a crazy drunken three-way at this point between, it sounds like, possibly New York, Minnesota, and Boston. And that kind of stuff always gets talked about but never comes to fruition. We'll wait and see whether the Celtics actually use that pick or not. But Philadelphia opting not to use its entire time on the clock, they have made official what we've figured for quite some time, and that's that Markelle Fultz, the point guard out of the University of Washington, is this year's first overall selection in the NBA draft. This all started several years ago with former general manager Sam Hinkie and the process. It was the process long before the Cubs touted the process, long before some other teams talked about the process. The Philadelphia 76ers are trying to build something. Hinkie's not going to be around to reap the benefit of this, but this is another step toward putting that team on the court that he dreamed of many years ago.
We talked with Adi Joseph of USA Today yesterday about that very thing, and he cautions people, as do I, about buying into the Philadelphia 76ers as of right now. Joel Embiid looks like he has all the tools to be a superstar in the NBA, but the health concerns are there. And the same goes for Ben Simmons, who they drafted number one overall at LSU last year. He missed his entire rookie season with an injury. You never know with these 19-year-old kids how good they are. And the question about Markelle Fultz is he played on a 9-win team last year. A lot of the scouts and a lot of the NBA draft aficionados wonder how much he wants to win. And I know that they pick apart these prospects before the beginning of the draft, but that is one thing that is almost impossible to get a gauge on prior to the draft. I think he has all the makings of a very good point guard. He has a good shot. He's shifty. He's long. He's athletic. We'll see how he develops. I don't think he's going to make a huge difference right away. He'll get a chance to start right away, but he's going to have to work his way into the NBA game. An interesting side note here. That is University of Washington's 6th first-round pick since 2012, and Lorenzo Romar was just fired by the University of Washington.
Look, his job as a coach is to win games, not necessarily put guys into the league. Now, putting guys in the league will bring talent to your school, but I completely understand where you're coming from with regard to Lorenzo Romar. Now, there is very little intrigue with what the Lakers are going to do with their pick. They have 3 minutes and 7 seconds remaining on the clock. But ESPN's Mark Stein is reporting on Twitter that sources are telling him that the Minnesota Timberwolves are very close to acquiring Jimmy Butler from the Chicago Bulls. Now, Casey Johnson of the Chicago Tribune, who covers the Bulls, is also confirming that Jimmy Butler could possibly be on his way to a reunion with Tom Thibodeau in the Twin Cities.
According to Casey Johnson of the Chicago Tribune, there is a deal in place between the Chicago Bulls and the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Bulls will receive Zach LaVine, Chris Dunn, and the 7th overall pick, and the Bulls will keep the 16th overall pick in exchange for Jimmy Butler heading to the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Give me the particulars on that again. The Bulls will move up to 7.
The Bulls will move up to 7.
Okay.
Keep pick 16. They receive Zach LaVine and Chris Dunn, and the Minnesota Timberwolves will get Jimmy Butler. Now, this is interesting because one of the things that Cody Westerlin talked about with us was this franchise is desperately trying to get younger and more athletic. And Zach LaVine and Chris Dunn are what typifies that. Those are two guys that are very young in this league and very athletic. Those are still two very raw prospects. So it'll be interesting to see how a guy like Zach LaVine, who just really hasn't been able to find his way in anything other than the dunk contest in his first few years in the NBA, how he's going to fit in a Fred Hoiberg-type system. The same goes for Chris Dunn, but this might affect the way the Bulls approach Rajon Rondo, because they need a point guard, but now they have one in Chris Dunn. Is he ready to be a franchise point guard? No, he's still too young, but he has the makings of one, and this is a team that's going to be rebuilding, and they have a couple of nice pieces, and now the seventh pick, which we'll see who they select, possibly Lauri Markkanen. The Kristaps Porzingis comparisons are there for Lauri Markkanen, the 7-foot wing player from the University of Arizona. Interesting night for Bulls fans.
Brenton and Marion on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. That is a game changer for Chicago. I would argue it's a game changer for the Timberwolves, because the Bulls are essentially, as you said, officially starting the rebuild. Now, they'll do it with an odd piece in place, the veteran Dwayne Wade, who opted in to the $23.8 million option that he had for next year because he wasn't going to get anywhere near that money on the open market. So it's going to be Dwayne and the kids next season, essentially, at the United Center. And boy, Fred Hoiberg, this is not what he signed up for. First year, you don't make the playoffs. The second year, you're the 8 seed. And then year number 3, you're tearing down and you're going total rebuild. 319-366-1600. Bulls fans, NBA fans, how do you feel about the news that the Bulls have shipped Jimmy Butler to the Minnesota Timberwolves? We want to hear from you now in the final minutes of the program tonight. 366-1600.
I really think that this right here would have been what Fred Hoiberg signed up for his first season in Chicago. Until they decided to go another direction and get older and get less athletic, pretty much, and not have anybody at the point guard position or at the guard position that is a knockdown shooter. This is what he wanted and probably was promised after Derrick Rose and Joakim Noah and Taj Gibson and that former core group of players were shipped out. We'll see how long this gives Fred Hoiberg in Chicago. You were one to say that you think that this next year might be his last year in Chicago.
I do, but now, I mean, if you're rebuilding and you've got a coach who's got 3 more years on his contract, you're rebuilding, so wins don't matter. Maybe this buys Fred Hoiberg more time.
I think it's possible, but I think that anytime you have a rebuild in place, anytime a front office tells you we're going to do something and then they finally get around it to it in year 3, especially a front office that was supposedly so in tune with Fred Hoiberg, they were really good friends with him in the first place, I think that a little bit of trust has eroded over these last 2 years.
Well, again, no shock here. The Los Angeles Lakers, with the number 2 pick in the draft, have taken Lonzo Ball out of UCLA, a very good shooter, a guy who makes pretty much everybody better around him on the floor. Tremendous player with a father who doesn't know how to keep his mouth shut. And it's going to be fascinating to see how this plays out. But LaVar Ball wanted Lonzo to play for the Lakers in Los Angeles. I think the next move for the Big Baller brand is very clearly going to be some sort of reality television program. Remember, there's 2 other brothers. One of them is going to UCLA and may now not be a one and done, because he's not very good. He's not as good as Lonzo was. And then there's the youngest brother, who is going to be very good as well from the sound of things. But this will be fascinating to see how this plays out. The Lakers have their point guard now in Lonzo Ball, And the intrigue is with the Boston Celtics at number three. And what do you do here? Because you can use the pick or you can trade it and acquire some assets. And I think Danny Ainge is probably going to have a very interesting 2 minutes and 57 seconds here.
Woj is on the scene. Should I blow the suspense for you?
What is Adrian Wojnarowski saying?
The Boston Celtics will select Jason Tatum with the number three overall pick in the NBA draft.
Okay, so Woj has spoiled this, and it's Jason Tatum with the number three pick, barring some sort of last second change of heart. 319-366-1600. That's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Your thoughts on the trade, Jimmy Butler going to the Minnesota Timberwolves, and the Bulls will now have the seventh selection, which they will make that shortly after 7 o'clock when we go off the air. We will join the draft in progress on all three frequencies tonight in just a few minutes.
Do we have time for one more
phone call? We absolutely have time for another phone call.
All right, let's go to Jason in Cedar Rapids. Jason, you're joining the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to give my two cents in on some of these little trade talks going on in the NBA right now. Trading Jimmy Butler is absolutely ridiculous. And a couple of players like that don't come around too often where they can shoot and actually play defense. Same with the Knicks guy, the Knicks player that they're thinking about
Porzingis.
Trading. You cannot get rid of him. You cannot get rid of him. Thank you.
And I completely agree with you on that, because you've got a fan base that's already lining up to run Phil Jackson out of town. And as I said yesterday, this is George Costanza trying to get fired. I mean, this is, you don't trade Kristaps Porzingis.
Did you see his comments last night to ESPN? And this raised the ire of a lot of people covering the NBA. This raised a lot of the anger and on the talk shows this morning. He basically said that maybe it's time for Carmelo to find a new place to play, and that they love Kristaps, but we got to do what's best for the team. That's the thing that I think bugs a lot of people, is his way of just sort of throwing all of his players under the bus.
0261 on the text line says, being a Timberwolves fan since the KG Marbury days, I like the aggressiveness, but they must think they're closer than I do with a two-year contract. This is a very clearly a push-your-chips-in move now.
Wiggins, Carl Anthony Towns, now Jimmy Butler. That is a team, I know it's in the Western Conference, but that is a team that ought to be able to contend. But we said that last year, and they were really bad in 2016-2017.
We got to step aside, take a quick break. We come back, we'll get you your final big board update of the night, and then what you've all been waiting for, we will join up ESPN's coverage of the 2017 NBA Draft live at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. You're listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM.
When smart businesses need to grow their team, they do it on the site proven to deliver, Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site, more hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
AutoZone presents Time for a Tune-Up. Performance, fuel economy, engine life. They're all good things that come with giving your car a tune-up. And doing it yourself saves you money. Another one of those good things. And right now, get a $10 AutoZone gift card after mail-in rebate when you buy 4 or more Autolite Iridium XP spark plugs. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone. It's time for some straight talk. Those big wireless companies love to dangle a low price in front of you.
That's all you see on TV these days, all their so-called great deals.
But then, out of nowhere, they hit you with these activation charges and mystery fees.
That's a line drive right to the family jewels.
There you go, and it's not over. Then they nail you with data overages every month.
Good luck walking those off.
That's why you should just switch to Straight Talk Wireless. They have all the best phones from top brands for a whole lot less every month, and without all the mystery fees and overages.
Okay, but what's the coverage like?
Straight Talk uses the exact same 4G LTE wireless networks that the big guys do.
Sounds like it might be time to switch to Straight Talk.
Best phones, best networks for a whole lot less.
And you don't have to wear a cup.
Unlimited plans start at $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Jason Tatum's off the board to the Celtics at number 3. We should have you to the Barclays Center in time for the 5th pick of the draft. That's the Sacramento Kings. Don't know whether we can get you there in time for the Phoenix Suns. They pick next. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Kyle Mann joining us in the studio now. Time for your final Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the evening. Kyle, take it away.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are getting started with the second half of the Midwest League season tonight with a four-game series starting in the Quad Cities. It's Eduardo Del Rosario on the mound for the Colonels, who was 6-3 in the first half, and Forrest Whitley throwing for the River Bandits. They're still scoreless in the first. One of the Colonels' All-Stars received additional recognition this week as Travis Blankenhorn was named Midwest League Player of the Week. The third baseman hit .407 in 7 games last week, including a home run, 3 triples, 6 RBI, and a straight steal of home. The Benton softball team was upset last night as the top-ranked team in 4A fell to Center Point Urbana 9-7 in the first game of a doubleheader. The loss snapped a 49-game divisional win streak, a run that lasted just 2 weeks shy of 4 years. The Bobcats did quickly bounce back, however, taking Game 2 15-2. Solon softball coach Jim White was named National Coach of the Year by the National High School Coaches Association yesterday. White has won 7 state titles with Clear Creek, Amana, and Solon, and in 23 seasons holds a record of 983 wins and 145 losses. Iowa's Peter Jock and Iowa State's Monte Morris are NBA hopefuls tonight, as the NBA draft just got started a little bit ago. Neither are expected to go in the first round, but the pair of guards, as well as UNI's Jeremy Morgan, have a chance of being taken in the second. You'll be able to hear that right after our show on all 3 KGYM frequencies.
Adrian Wojnarowski reporting that the Celtics are engaged in trade talks with the Indiana Pacers for Paul George. So maybe Jason Tatum only puts on a Celtics uniform on the draft stage. Who knows how things will play out here. We'll have a complete recap for you tomorrow when we're in Iowa City at the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Coach's Corner Sports Pub is the place to be. Join us, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard between 4 and 7. Happy hour runs from 3 until 7. All 3 frequencies, we are taking you to the Barclays Center right now. We join in progress the 2017 NBA Draft.
Business is all about having the right connections. And with American Airlines' nonstop flight to Charlotte, North Carolina, from the Eastern Iowa Airport, you have more than 600. Whether you need to get to a meeting in Washington, D.C., or a conference in Paris, flying nonstop to American Airlines' second largest hub will get you there. And with 2 daily flights, you'll get there and back when you need to. Connect for business at the Eastern Iowa Airport. More seats, more flights, more options. Book tickets now at flycid.com.
Summer involves a lot of